guitar at my house. Rosie on the house. Well, we've got our weekly to-do to cover here with the Arizona Homeowners.
Something we started doing in conjunction with our home maintenance app, a digital tool that helps you keep up and track maintenance, assign it to people in the home, assign it to contractors, and then set reoccurring if it's something that has to be done regularly or if it's just a one-time occurrence. Some home maintenance items are. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app, sign up. The free version, you get the inventory. You can inventory your entire home for total loss, damage, replacement. But it's also pretty interesting as you start adding up everything just to realize the value of everything that you have in your home. Holy smokes. And then you can sign up for the premium version for $5 a month on a 1 year, $60.
Worth every penny of that.
Oh, you'll save.
Worth every penny of that.
And the function that you have in it, we have, you can take a picture of the project you have, you can upload receipts to that project. So if you ever have to do it again, you can go back, you know, the store you got it from, you know, the product.
Model number.
Oh man, it's
the specific paint color you used in that room, you know.
And then you can transfer that to new ownership. So if you're trying to sell your home and it's a buyer's market, you've got a great competitive advantage, especially to somebody new to home ownership.
It's like an owner's manual for your home.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's already done.
So, rosieonthehouse.com/app and our weekly to-do, the three R's.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
We have recycled to Goodwill last week.
Good for you.
They were finally open. Amanda had been driving around with stuff in her car for the back of the Expedition was just loaded for 3 weeks till finally Goodwill opened last week and she ran down there and take it.
I think that's the way with a lot of people. There's been a lot of cleaning out and sorting and stuff. So just a couple tips. A lot of the thrift stores are still closed, but in the case of someone like St. Vincent de Paul, they depend on the sales from those thrift stores. So they say, please don't throw them away. Please save them for us if you're used to donating to us. Their increased needs are $60,000 a week to feed people. And they're doing amazing work because they also, to feed those people, they've had to change because their kitchen was closed. So now they are ordering from local food places to feed the poor, working poor. So they're still supporting, you know, the community like they always do. So they say, please save your stuff. They are open, the big one down on Watkins, the headquarters.
Yeah.
You can drop off your stuff there. But there are cases where people just leave stuff at the closed thrift stores and the full boxes, and the stuff is overflowing, and that creates work, and it also they can't use it then because it's been sitting out in the weather. So that's one thing to do with your stuff. Watch your favorite thrift store and see when they open and support them. And they're all opening carefully. You know, when they do open, like Goodwill, they've taken a lot of precautions. The other thing is just check with your local city, because recycling has changed
a lot.
You know, in Tucson, they've suspended recycling for right now and curbside pickup. Phoenix is full bore. You just have to look at your own area and find out. And then the last thing that you can think about is have someone else kind of help you with getting rid of the junk part. I talked to Scott at Town & Country Hauling Services.
What a great service.
Great service, because you know what you haven't probably thought about is that everybody else is trying to get rid of their stuff too. So the lines at the dumps are long, an hour, 2 hour, and the weekends are even longer.
Holy smokes.
So you hire
Where
Scott.
Else would you rather spend an hour in line, right?
And it's getting hot now, and they always smell so good.
And at the landfill.
And now it's hot. So, you know, for a very reasonable price, Scott will park a dumpster at your house, and then you know, you fill it up, he'll come get it, and he'll wait in line for you. So that's Town & Country Hauling Services.
Rosie certified.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, these articles that we do, these hashtag articles, you can find them under the DIY category on our website under Homeowner Resources. And we put a lot of work in those. And if you look through them, there's all kinds of more information to click through. And we just hand you all this good information so we can save you some time researching.
When I did the demo on my bathroom at the house, I ordered one of these dumpsters, and I tell you, it was the best money I ever spent. They bring it in, I get it for the week, I fill that thing up, I take it away. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're finding, when we start a job, remodel job, We put a J. John on the site, and we put a dumpster on the site. What's really interesting, and I've been doing this for 50 years. What's really interesting is now all the neighbors are filling the dumpsters up. They're full before we even start the job. And they're all stealing the toilet paper out of the J. John.
So you got to lock the Port-a-John and put a locking cover on the dumpster.
Man, it's absolutely, I've never had to deal with this before. It's really, I think it's funny.
Scott is green certified, by the way. He has a, so he can get away, dump things responsibly. And he also will take your electronics. So he just has a special way he wants you to load them. But man, he's full service. You'll be glad you got rid of all that stuff.
Very good. Some great tips there on recycle, reuse, reduce. Your city's probably changed how they're handling. Make sure you check with them. I understand Scottsdale is going to keep it up, but the rates are going to go up.
We had a listener email in a picture about a pressure washer and a reminder to for safety precaution. It cut his hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it worked like a knife.